This is Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. It's 15 minutes before 8 o'clock. And joining me in the studio this morning for the Community Forum is Mr. Bob Young. He is the chair of the Livingston County Board. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Todd, and good morning to you and everybody in Livingston County.
Well, we're on the verge of a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate just beautifully for the President's Day weekend. So
makes you think spring will come, doesn't it?
I am thinking so.
Okay,
good. And soon.
We're ready for it.
I don't care what the groundhog said.
That's right.
Okay. Well, yesterday evening, the Livingston County Board got together. So where do we start? Do you want to start about talking about Respect Days first?
Sure,
the resolution?
If I could. The Livingston County Board had a resolution recognizing Respect Days on March 4th and 5th. The purpose of Respect Days is to show we don't want any of our disadvantaged or mentally or physically kids threatened or called names. We want them in a loving environment. Teachers do a great job, and the county board supports them.
Absolutely. This is a great annual event, and Laura Baumgartner at
District
90 takes care of a lot of the organization, and so
does a good job, and we had a lot of the kids there, and it was a nice evening.
Should be a terrific event coming up. We'll talk more about it as we get a little closer, but nice of the county board to make that resolution. You know, a lot of people think that those kinds of things don't matter because they don't really bind you to anything. But at the same time, it's just an expression of a point of view.
That's right. Exactly right. And the board gave the kids a standing ovation, and I thought that was real nice. It was spontaneous. So
that
went well.
Nice. Well, let's talk about something that is ongoing and hopefully will soon come to a nice resolution. Let's talk about the wind farm moratorium.
We talked about that again last night. We had an attorney from Heil Royster's law firm out of Peoria. And they're working with us to, as you know, we've got two different areas of the county that look at wind farms differently. And so we're trying to get an ordinance that'll provide both of them what they're wishing for. And in order to do that, we felt again, after six or seven extensions already, that we needed another three-month moratorium. And I certainly hope we don't talk about another moratorium after this one. So they did adopt another moratorium that will go into effect the 1st of March and last 3 months to give time to get everything in place.
Now, when we talk about the moratorium, as I remember, this is a moratorium on even accepting applications.
That's
correct.
This is
not against construction.
Nope.
You're not even accepting any
nope.
kind of suggestion that a wind farm
nope.
ought to be built.
That's exactly right, Todd. You got it.
And what we're waiting for is the ordinance.
That's
correct?
Right.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on what's going
You're
on.
You're clear on it.
It's been kind of an ongoing process.
That's right. And then it'll go to the ZBA and then hopefully back to the full board, and it'll be a done deal.
Finally.
if I can
add just that little punctuation. Speaking of something else, it will soon be a done deal. The nursing home. The county will finally be out of the nursing home business soon.
You're right. Oh, would like to remind everybody that tomorrow,
Saturday.
The 18th, Saturday, we are selling all the excess equipment that was out at the nursing home. We invite everyone to come. There's a lot of stuff to go through. There's lots of really nice stuff, tables and chairs and hospital beds and regular beds and nightstands and reclining chair and just kitchen equipment.
It kind of surprises me that the county still owns all that property. I guess I thought it would have been absorbed at some point.
No, we always maintain control of it. And we had some resolutions. One was for the abatement of asbestos that was awarded to Cove Remediation. Another one for the demolition. And that bid was awarded to Robert Shea. So they'll be starting soon after the sale is completed.
Very good. I know, again, that's something the county board has been working on for quite some time as well. So
it has been. It has been.
It's got
sad,
be.
Sad in many ways for many people,
mm-hmm.
but we need to move on.
I was going to say, at the same time, gratifying to finally have the final I's dotted, the final T's crossed.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Well, Bob, there's one other thing that was discussed last night, actually several other things that were discussed, but the one we want to touch on is an invocation policy for the county board, which seems like kind of a strange thing to talk about, but it is important in terms of how the county board operates as a public body. So can you tell us what exactly was discussed?
Yeah, sure can. Invocations have kind of been a hit-and-miss proposition. It is something that I feel strongly about. I like to start our county board meetings with an invocation. We have had some pushback that we shouldn't be having an invocation because we are a public body, and it might intimidate some people from coming. Marty Fannin, the chairman of elections, was asking for direction from the county board, and I don't know if he got exactly the kind of direction he wanted, but I think we're moving toward having a policy that will allow invocations to begin the county board meetings.
Well, and for anyone who doesn't know the term, there might be young people that don't even clearly recognize that term, but it's just a prayer to begin the proceedings.
And usually the prayer's kind of directed to the county board and, you know, just asks for guidance and wisdom in going about trying to make the decisions for Livingston County.
Now, who exactly is in charge of that? Is the executive committee in charge of drafting a policy like that, or how
no?
Does
it'll
work?
Be the election. We've got committees, and it'll be under the election rules and legislation committee that Marty Fannin chairs.
Very good. So, and will we be looking forward to a vote on that in the near
future? Well, I would hope
so.
I would think in March, possibly, we would have something before the board.
Very good. Anything we've left out, Mr. Young? Anything else you want to touch on here this morning?
Just real quick. We had a lot of appointments to various boards. Ted Turner to the Edmonton Campus Fire District, Carl Krause to the Cullum Fire District, and then we had six, I think, to the appointed as a trustee to the Moon Point Cemetery, which I didn't know where Moon Point was.
Well, I gotta be honest, I don't know where that is.
It's up in Reading Township.
Okay,
and I think they've maybe had some terms lapse, so they appointed a whole new board of trustees.
Very good. All so, the things that people never even consider have to be done to run a county.
That's exactly right. You don't realize it sometimes. I know I didn't.
Well, it's all official now, and we thank you for coming in. We appreciate the information, and obviously we'll be in touch.
Okay, and I hope we see you and everybody else out to sail tomorrow. Bring your checkbooks and raise your hand high.
Well, if I had room for any kind of institutional furniture, I might stop by, but I don't think I quite have
Well, everybody needs a table out in their garage or somewhere. So,
well, there are plenty of organizations that need that kind of thing. So,
be perfect for them.
Very good. Well, we wish you well. We hope it works out beautifully, and the weather's going to cooperate, so it should be nice.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Bob Young is the chair of the Livingston County Board. They met last night here in Livingston County.